Coach, you guys wanted to clean up, especially on the defensive end and the paint as well. What did you kind of see from that today?
Last night we gave up 40 points in the paint, and we gave up 28 tonight. The thing that hurt us was fouling once they got to the paint. They shot 37 free throws. We cleaned up basically them not scoring in the paint, but then once they get to the paint, we got to do a better job of showing their hands and being disciplined to where they don't shoot 27, make 27 free throws and shoot 37.
Do you feel like the team felt a lot more comfortable out there tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I talked about it last night. Paige, Trey Lyles, those guys being in the mix. Even Tyrone Wallace, he was in there when the game was kind of tight. To be a rookie and to be in that position, that's basically invaluable. You can't simulate that in practice.
The experimenting with having four refs on the court at once, what tried that tonight? What did you see from it? Did you see any differences from what you're used to, I guess?
No, not at all. I didn't see anything. I didn't really recognize it, to be honest.
What did you see from Trey tonight? The big numbers seemed in control out there.
Yeah, the other night, last night, I felt he settled a little bit. He got to the free throw line tonight. I pulled him out early, just to kind of settle down. I felt like he was pressing and was settling. But, he did a great job of, continuing to put pressure on the defense, continuing to put pressure on the referees to get to the free throw line.
Butterfield and Christmas, had pretty solid outings today. How big were they kind of today?
Spencer, he can shoot the basketball. He did that. Deontay Christmas, he's been a proven player, kind of in and out of the NBA. He's a summer league veteran, as you'll call him. Having those guys on the floor, having them on your team, it's really a weapon for us.
Okay. Is that a last-minute thing to have Butterfield start because of the trade today?
We're 15 guys. We wanted to kind of take at different lineups. Today was Spencer's day, and we wanted to take a look at it.
No game tomorrow. What's the plan?
Rest. This is a back-to-back, off tomorrow, play Thursday. Then we leave Friday, game Saturday, Sunday. I think it's like six games and however many nights it is, nine nights. So, the biggest thing tomorrow is just kind of rest and regroup and come ready to go for Thursday.
What do you want to see from the guys as summer league goes on, especially going into Vegas?
Just continue to compete, continue to transfer what we talk about in game prep, carry over to the floor, So obviously emphasis on Thursday would be, keeping them off the free throw line and taking care of the basketball, So nothing really changes, It's just one of those things like, hey, this was the issue last game, let's clean this up. This was the issue the game before, let's clean this up. And I think if we make those adjustments, I think we'll be fine.